Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chants on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Get your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Dallas Cox and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Pleased to be joined by Dallas Cox, the head coach of the Beloit girls basketball team. A couple nice wins since we last talked. Coach, you went at Republic County on Friday, 41-35, a lower scoring affair there as Remy Barron's had 15 to lead the way. And we jumped down early on Southeast of Saline on Tuesday and ended up winning 53-47. Going back to Republic County in Belleville, always a tough place to play. And I know you were concerned about the experience that they had back, but you were able to pick up a nice win on the road there on Friday night. What were your thoughts overall of that win?
Well, it was an interesting game, that's for sure. We just really came out sluggish in the first half and just had a lot of turnovers, which when you have a lot of turnovers, you don't get to shoot very much. And then we weren't able to apply pressure. And so it just kind of compounded everything. And, I was a little bit concerned, but, only being down by six at a half, you feel, pretty good about that because you still have a half to get things in order. And I felt like second half we came out and changed up defenses a little bit and took advantage of it.
So I didn't see the game on Tuesday, but it seems like Southeast was probably pretty much the opposite of that. You got out to a very nice first quarter lead and held on for the win.
Yeah, it really was. And, we're trying to think of, changing up the routine. What do we need to do differently so that we can get off to a better start? And we really didn't change anything. We just kind of, we had a game plan in mind, talked about it beforehand, and the girls got out on the court, and they were just, we were aggressive going to the basket. We were looking for each other. We were looking for a shot, and I thought we did a good job of boxing out and only giving up one shot, and those are some things that you want to do every game. They don't always do it, but it is something that you do want to do.
One game left before you hit the semester break is you'll go to Ellsworth coming up on Friday night. Ellsworth is a team that's just 1-4. Their lone win came over Plainville in the seventh-place game of the Morris Stevens tournament last Friday. They lost to Minneapolis last night, 56-33. Ellsworth, what do you expect to see from their team? It seems like they're pretty young and trying to get some different girls involved in there.
Yeah, they played a lot of girls last year, and they really didn't lose anybody, like most of the teams in our league. And so they do have some varsity experience. And like I told the girls after our Southeast game, we just want to make sure that we come in Friday focused, and we don't want to slip back after playing so well against Southeast. And I think we will be focused. It's a competitive group of girls. They really want to have success, and I think we'll get back to practice and get back after it and get ready for Ellsworth.
Dallas Cox, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck as you travel out to Ellsworth Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
We're Willow Spring Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're now with Ryan Eiler, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, mixed results since we talked last. You went out at Republic County on Friday, but fall to Southeast of Saline on Tuesday. Going back to that Republic County game Friday, 53-44 victory as Hunter Budke had 16, Colson Reams 11. Always tough to play out at Belleville, and always nice to get a win on the road there. What were your thoughts overall of the game there Friday night?
I was happy to get a win. Going over there is always tough. And, I felt like, we just did enough to win. I liked what we did late in the game. We had a kind of a close game late, and we were able to execute and saw some progress on understanding situations and knowing, you know, when's the time to push the ball and when's a good shot, and able to execute down the stretch and make our free throws and get away with the win. And I thought, you know, Hunter was a huge difference in that game. Anytime he was in there, you know, I think we had the advantage, and our guards were able to look in and find him. And, you know, on a night that we didn't shoot the ball very well, it was good to have that inside presence.
Southeast Saline on Tuesday. Last night, their 66-59 loss as Easton and Jackson Montgomery combined for 33 of the 66 there for Southeast. Kind of dug yourself a hole early. You were able to climb back in it, but just couldn't overcome them there in the end. Southeast gets a 7-point win. What were some of the things that maybe didn't go right for you on Tuesday?
Well, their other guys came out and knocked down some shots. You know, we talked about focusing on Easton and did that early in the game, but their role guys were able to knock down some shots, and so we went man a little bit, and you know, then that's when Easton kind of got his points. But you know, we didn't play too bad, but at the same time, you know, we dug that hole just on some careless passes, and you know, we got out rebounded pretty bad again. And so, you know, that's something that in our two losses that's been a key is the boards, and it's something that we continue to talk about, but are going to have to get, you know, fundamentally sound on it and really, you know, slow down a little bit and make it a huge emphasis each game, because, you know, Southeast was a big team, but at the same time, you know, we weren't getting the position we needed to. And finally, in the fourth quarter, I felt like we were able to knock down some shots, and when we did that, our energy level picked up, and we talked after the game about having to start games with that type of energy instead of, you know, both the Con and the Southeast game, and we've gotten down. We've had a sense of urgency, and we've been able to come back. We just haven't been able to get over the hump and get the win, you know, when we've dug a hole and then fought back. So, you know, Southeast is a good team, and you know, I was happy with a few things, but, it, you know, once again, it showed us some stuff that we really got to focus on to work on if we want to get better.
Finish out the first semester portion of your schedule coming up Friday night at Ellsworth. Ellsworth is 4-1. They're only lost to a very good Central Plains team in the championship of their tournament last Saturday in Lincoln. What do you expect to see from Ellsworth coming up on Friday?
Well, it's going to be a tough game, you know, to play them and then for us to get our confidence going. And, you know, for us going into the Christmas break is huge to get over there and play well and hopefully get a win.
Ryan Eilert, head coach of the Beloit Trojans here in the Locker Room Chance. Coach, thanks for the time and good luck out at Ellsworth Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Fans can hear that game on Katy Country 94 and also a live video stream at ncksports.com Friday night. Pregame for the girls at 5:50. Tip-off at 6, followed by the boys for the Beloit Trojans on Friday. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And we're back in our Osborne locker room chats for this week, joined by Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Bulldog girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You finished out the preseason tournament losing to Lakeside 49-33, and then you fall to St. John's Tipton on Saturday 51-29. Just quickly going back to the Lakeside game, you had your moments there, got out to an early 10-6 lead, but struggled in the second and third quarters to score some points, and really the deficit maybe not as bad as maybe what you played, but just shots weren't falling there for your team on Friday night. What were your thoughts of the game at Lakeside on Friday?
that's the biggest thing. I feel like our girls, I mean, we come out real strong and play good offensively at times, but when we struggle from, I mean, we're shooting 20-25% from the field this year, it's hard to get down that many, I mean, give up that many points and get ourselves, you know, fought back into the game. You know, we outplayed them, I felt, for two quarters, but that's kind of been the going thing this year so far, is we haven't strung a good, solid four quarters of game together yet.
St. John's Tipton on Saturday, 51-29 loss. Probably hard to bounce back after you play the night before, and then St. John's Tipton, a very solid team. What do you see from the Blue Jays there on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, they executed the ball real well. Again, you know, I felt that we played with them for a good, you know, quarter or two. Mm-hmm. And I realized, you know, three games in a week and our girls are struggling and we're all tired. But the biggest thing is I want to see improvements on this team is we got to get better defensively to keep ourselves, you know, in these battles as far as, you know, not letting them get out of us, you know, 20 to 30 points, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we can fight back defensively, you know, and keep ourselves in these games to the end, I think we'll be there here later in the season.
You get tired.
I guess the biggest thing is this group of girls, I feel we're better than what we've showed to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to keep digging and stay focused as a team.
You get Tasket coming up on Friday night. They're a team that as I look at it, and probably you look at it, they're 1-4, a matchup that might be more favorable for you coming up on Friday with the Lady Trojans. What do you want to do there Friday against Tasket as you head into the break after that?
Yeah, and I've stressed that to the girls this week at practice, you know. We go into break here. I'd sure like to be 1-1 in our conference play. But we've got to play defense against this Tasket team. I think, you know, they picked up a win last night. And, you know, if we can't execute the ball well offensively, we got to be there defensively.
Tracy Holloway, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here on the Locker Room Chats. Again, we thank you for joining us this week on the Locker Room Chats, Coach. Good luck out at Tasket Friday night.
Okay, thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Hey, welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katie Kenser 94. We're pleased to be joined by Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, Coach. You finished out the preseason tournament on Friday and Saturday, winning over Lakeside 59-38, but falling to St. John's Tipton in what would end up being the championship game, 62-47. I'm just kind of looking back at these games. Well, you found a pretty big offensive threat in Colin Graybass here this season, and especially these last two. He had 35 on Friday night against Lakeside, and really after they had got within three at the beginning of that fourth quarter, there was part of that big 15-0 run for you. Again, Colin finishing with 35, and you're able to pick up a nice win there at Lakeside on Friday night.
Yeah, he's a good player. He also had 17 rebounds in that game too, so he had a heck of a game, and he's a heck of a player too. Great athlete, great kid, and works real hard to do anything we ask of him. He's just a great kid to have on your team. But yeah, the Lakeside game, we didn't, you know, there for three quarters. Well, I think we got out to an okay start. I think we got up 12-1, and then we got to falling in love with a three-point shot, and they weren't falling. And you know, I think finally, there's toward the end, we kind of got the ball to Colin a little bit more, and he kind of carried us that fourth quarter. But, you know, it was a good effort. I guess, you know, I think a little bit we were looking ahead a little bit to Saturday, I don't think we were ready to play. And we got in a little bit of a foul trouble, and, you know, not to make excuses or whatever. I thought Lakeside played great that game. They played hard and didn't turn the ball over there in the middle quarters, and when they settled down, I thought they played pretty well.
St. John's Tipton, quick thoughts on that game. They got out to an early lead. You guys were able to make a run there in the third quarter, but just not enough after the deficit to start.
Yeah, I was disappointed. You know, just even before the game, I felt like we were we were beat before we stepped on the floor. I could just see it in our faces. We were tentative, and, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to hang with them. And, you know, that was how we played that first quarter. I think they jumped out 10-0 on us, and then we kind of figured out that, you know, we could play with them. And I think it was 10-4 or something, and we missed two or three layups, so it could have easily been even. But, you know, they're a great team, and that's what happens if you come out scared. They're going to jump on you, and, you know, they're just going to keep coming at you in waves. And we just didn't play well enough in stretches. You know, we put 3 or 4 minutes of good basketball together, and then we'd have 2 minutes of, you know, poor play. And anytime you do that on a good team, you're gonna get beat. That's, you know, basically what happened. So
you're gonna finish up with Tasket at their place coming up on Friday night here before you head out for the semester break. Tasket coming in 3-2, an exciting win over Chase last night. What are your thoughts on the Trojans out at their place Friday night?
Yeah, you know, last year, you know, I think we beat them fairly bad, but, you know, they for a team that was younger and didn't have that good a record, I was kind of impressed on how they played last year. You know, they moved the ball better than any team seemed to against us. I mean, we kind of had them out-athleted last year, and they moved the ball really well on us and were able to get looks and stuff. So I look forward to be a tough game for us. I think they, you know, and it's shown this year, they've put some games together, and they can beat anybody on any given night, so we're going to have to be ready to play.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck Friday night at Tasket.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burgard. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
And we're back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 now with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red. Coach, your team, three games since we talked last, two against Pike Valley, and they kind of went two different directions. You went at home on Friday, 55-39, and lost on Tuesday out at their place, 48-37, and sandwiched in the middle of that, a loss in the championship game of the Thunderbird Invitational on Saturday to a very good Washington County team, 52-32. I guess, how would you assess these last three games for your team as you went 1-2 in those?
Well, I would say they were just struggling more than anything to just get our total team packaged together. You know, in the finals of the tournament, we had a very, very slow start, and Washington County seemed to be a lot more aggressive than us, and it was basically an uphill battle. I think we were down 15-2, and it was an uphill battle from then just to try to make ends meet. And our game against Pike Valley at home, I thought we played our best game of the year, and we shot 56%, I believe, and played with intensity, and then last night they pretty much returned the favor with on us, and we had a slow start again, and a lot of inconsistent play, breakdowns in defense really hurt us late. I was happy with the with our effort in the third quarter where we came back and actually took a 2 or 3 point lead, but that was kind of short lived in the fourth quarter, and once they got the lead down the stretch, we were pretty much forced to foul, and it stretched into a bigger lead, but we got to play better. You know, overall, we just what's killing us right now is the really slow starts, and we have to get out of the blocks better.
You're going to finish off the first semester portion of your schedule with Norton coming up on Friday night at home, Mid-Continent League showdown there. Norton coming in at 3-2. Looks like they had a tough one last night against Goodland, falling 45-41. They'd won two in a row prior to that against Oakley and Burlington, Colorado. But Norton, what do you expect to see from their group this year, and what are you looking for on Friday?
Well, Norton is traditionally, you know, they play in your face, tough man-to-man defense, and we look for a tough battle. We just have to get our act together to even make it a game, I feel. And if you believe that defense wins games, you know, that's something that's kind of fallen apart in our side, too. And if we can get going on defense and prevent a lot of the things that they like to do on offense, we'll be okay. But we've got to get after it and play better basketball.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and good luck against Norton coming up Friday night at home.
You bet, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement Used Tractor Sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Joe Berger, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, played three games, actually, since we talked last. Friday, you played Pike Valley. You fall 61-47. And then on Saturday, the fifth-place game of the Thunderbird Invitational against Clifton Clyde, a 67-46 win for your team, a nice bounce back. And then Tuesday, it went over Pike Valley 50-32. So you kind of look at your team right now in these last three games, and things have been up and down and not more known as you look at that by looking at your two games against Pike Valley there on Friday and Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, going back to last Friday against Pike Valley, we had a tough game against Pike Valley, and they're always a good team, and, you know, we shot 28% from the field, and that didn't do us any good. And Pike Valley, they were 54%. They out-rebounded us. You know, if you look at some of the things, we did a good job as far as tipping balls and getting steals, but we just weren't able to convert our layups, and any scoring opportunities, we really struggled against them.
Again, Clifton Clyde on Saturday, what were some of the things that you liked about that win?
You know, I thought we played much better as a team Saturday against Clifton Clyde, and we had a huge second quarter where we were able to frustrate them a little bit, and we were able to go up. We outscored them 28-11, and that was big for us, and the kids responded in the second half and continued to build on that, and I think we frustrated Clifton Clyde a little bit. And, you know, that was a game where we finally out-rebounded somebody, and, you know, we were able to convert. We shot 44% that game, so that was a big turnaround for us from being in the, you know, upper 20s to lower 30s.
Look, Brett Myers has been big for your team here over these last three games, and especially there on Tuesday against Pike Valley, where he had kind of culminated the last three games with 29 points and 20 rebounds. What's he doing that's making him so successful right now?
You know, we've kind of moved him around, but last Friday we moved him down and just had him play some post for us, and, you know, he's done a really good job in there, and he's a tough rebounder. And we were able to get him some good looks underneath, and he was able to convert. He shot the ball really well last night, and he had 29 points and 20 rebounds, and that's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, overall as a team, we shot the ball well last night. And we were able to force Pike Valley, you know, take some outside shots. And Pike Valley's tough inside, and, if, you know, I feel like that – against them, we had to force them to shoot from the outside, and we were able to do that last night.
Norton coming up on Friday. You can jump back into the league here for the last game before you hit the semester break. Doug Rusing's team is 4-1 this year. What do you expect to see from the Blue Jays on Friday?
I expect to see probably the toughest defense that we've went against this year. They're really good at slowing down and keeping you under control on the defensive side. And they've got four guys that are, you know, all just right around double figures in scoring, so they spread it out pretty good. But I know they've been, the last couple years, extremely tough on defense, and looking at who they've played this year, it seems like they've been really tough to score on.
Joe Berger, our head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our locker room. Chance, Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck against Norton coming up on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement's Service Department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Dalen Rathbun. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Big's Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tesca.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're joined now by Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln girls basketball team. Three games coached since we last talked. Unfortunately, you've lost all three of those, but hard-fought games with Phillipsburg, Russell, and Sylvan Lucas for your team. Wrapping up that Moore-Stevens tournament, you lost in the semis to Phillipsburg 42-34 and lost to Russell 44-34. A couple of very good teams that you played there to wrap up the tournament. What were your overall impressions of the last 2 days of this Moore-Stevens tournament there on Friday and Saturday?
Well, I thought we played pretty well, you know, for some bigger schools and pretty physical play, that style of play that they play. I thought we held up pretty well. I thought we battled with them pretty well. Against Phillipsburg, they have a 6 foot and 5'11", 5'10" on the inside. And so, you know, they really had us outsized a little bit, especially whenever I had to take Grace Welford off the floor. But we battled with them pretty well, and I think we had the lead maybe at the end of the first quarter, and we were down maybe five or so at half, and I think we got beat by 10 or so. But I thought we played pretty well. I thought we missed some shots, but they play awfully good defense, and they were tough shots. But, you know, getting beat by 8 points or 10 points, whatever it was, against Phillipsburg, I felt like we did pretty well. And then we came back the next day, the early game against Russell, another very quality team, and pretty athletic team. And again, I thought we did some things well. I think into about halfway through the third quarter, we were maybe within 5 points of them. And so, you know, I really felt like even though we got two losses there, I thought we played well, we battled well. I thought some of our juniors stepped up and contributed pretty well in some areas. We just didn't get enough done to get the wins. But, you know, I felt pretty good finishing up that tournament the way we did.
Sylvan Lucas, you got out to an early 15-point lead, but they were able to make a run there toward the end of the first half, I should say, and then into the second half and overtake you. They won 52-41. What went wrong for your team there on Tuesday?
Well, I think we just had a few defensive breakdowns, right? At the end of the first half, like you said, and a little bit into the third quarter. We knew Brockelman was their best three-point shooter, and if she got going, then she can make a lot of them, and we let her hit one right at the end of the half. And I think that gave them the confidence that they needed. We did get off to a pretty good start the second half, but then we left her open again, and she hit two more to really get them going in the third quarter. And then once that got going, there just really wasn't much we could do about it. They hit, I think on the night, they had 7 three-pointers. And so when you got a team shooting the ball that well from the outside, you know, sometimes there's just not much you can do about it. At the same time, I think we only made 2 field goals in the second half. They really packed the zone in against Walford in the second half and made us shoot from the outside, and we couldn't find anybody to find the bottom of the bucket. So, you know, I think it was a combination of things. I think, you know, we had some defensive breakdowns, and when you break down defensively and you give them some easy shots, it's amazing the confidence that's gained when you see the ball go through the basket. And I think that's what happened with them. They kept seeing the ball go through the basket. They kept playing with more and more confidence, and our confidence kept going down. So, you know, it's pretty frustrating and disappointing, but I think that's kind of the way it may be throughout the league this year. on the girls' side, it's going to be very competitive. It's going to be up and down, and so we've got to put that behind us and get ready for Friday.
Quick thoughts on Wilson on Friday. They're 3-2. They started 0-2. They've won their last three. What do you expect to see from the Dragons?
Well, Coach Seehofer's always going to have them play very well. He does a great job with them. They're going to play great defense. They're going to pound you and be pretty physical with you, so we're going to have to deal with that. But, again, that's part of what I think that tournament, the Moore Stevens tournament, prepares us for, so that shouldn't be a problem. But we got to get our confidence back on offense. We scored 29 points, I think, in the first half against Sylvan and only scored maybe 10 or 12 the rest of the way. So we've got to get our confidence back on offense. We've got to fix some things defensively. It's not going to be easy going down into Wilson. That's always a tough place to play. So we got our work cut out for us. There's no doubt. We got our work cut out for us mentally to put this loss behind us, and also physically to be ready to play on Friday against a good Wilson team.
Steve Crist, the coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards. Coach, again, thank you for joining us this week, and best of luck against Wilson on Friday.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate all your time also.
At the Bank of Teskiat, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskiat in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskiat. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most. Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
And we're back in our locker room chats on Katie Kenter 94 with Dalen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard boys basketball team. Three games, actually, since we talked last, coach. You finished out the Moore Stevens tournament Friday, a loss in the semifinals to a pretty good Ellsworth team, 50-31, and then you fall to Plainville in the third place game, and so you finished fourth there, 45-37 loss on Saturday at the Moore Stevens tournament. What were your overall impressions of the last two games of the tournament for your team?
Yeah, we played two pretty good teams. They were pretty good competition for us. Mm-hmm. We found out a lot about ourselves, and I was glad to be able to play because sometimes you learn more than what you really know, and then now we can work on that, and that has been very beneficial to us.
So again, two tough games there, and then you bounce back with Sylvan Lucas. It's a team that you played on Tuesday night. They're obviously young. They don't have a lot of experience coming back, and you've been in that situation before. You know how it is, and you got out to an early lead against Sylvan Lucas, and credit your kids, never looked back. You win 49-22, a 16-point performance from Zach Walter, and a nice win on Tuesday night for your team.
It was a good victory. It was a good win. Yes, we have been in that situation before. The seniors that this year were sophomores, and they were in that situation. And sometimes they got it handed to them and stuff. And hopefully, I wanted the maturity and being able to grow with that. And they're learning a little bit about that, and hopefully they'll remember that, and we'll be able to use our experience to help us win some things rather than look back and see what we could have done. It was a good win, and we needed it real bad.
Again, with the victory, you'll now move on. You have one game left before the break here. You hit the first semester. We'll end after you play Wilson coming up on Friday night at their place. The Dragons, a team that went through their lumps last year, seems like they've made some improvements. They're 4-1 coming in, and they've won four games in a row. What do you think about Wilson and their team headed to their place on Friday night?
That's going to be a tough road trip from the standpoint that they have people back, and they have some people playing good basketball right now, and they're a much improved team, and hopefully with our schedule with our with the plane and saying maybe we, with our win last night, we'll be able to get on the roll and be able to win on Friday night, because it'll be a nice way to end the Christmas break.
It's Dalen Rathman, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, we thank you, Dalen, for your time, and good luck out at Wilson Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Hey, welcome back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Mixed results since we talked last, coach. You won on Friday over St. John's Tipton 62-34. But a 42-39 loss to Lakeside on Saturday at the preseason tournament. You guys end up still with, by the point tiebreaker system, winning the championship at the tournament, but finished 2-1. St. John's Tipton on Friday, you guys got some pressure going there late in the first half and turned in a pretty good run there to start the second half as well to distance yourselves in that game. What were some of the things that helped lead to the victory there on Friday?
Well, it was just the unbelievable shooting percentage that we had. And, you know, it's one of those nights that will probably be in the record books just because we shot so well. You just don't see it very often. We did create a few turnovers, and like I said, everything just seemed like was converting into points. So, you know, I think Friday and Saturday was a poor management on my part as far as the coach is concerned. What we did so well against St. John's went so bad against Lakeside, and I should have managed the players a lot better and maybe had a little more gas in the tank come Saturday.
Against Saturday, you fall to Lakeside 42-39. You didn't have Kirsten Berger there on Saturday, so that clearly will make a little bit of a difference, but I'm sure you're going to tell your girls that you need to play well when somebody goes down and come back and respond to that. But like you said, maybe some of that's on you. But overall on Saturday, what do you see there against Lakeside with a team that was pretty pumped up?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they wanted us as bad as what we wanted St. John's, and it showed. I had a couple girls that were a little bit under the weather, and, you know, it kind of hit them again on Saturday real bad. And then coming off a big win like that, it's kind of hard sometimes to get back up that next night. You see it a lot of times on all levels. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I kept telling you got to be mentally prepared, and we weren't, including myself. I didn't use the bench like I needed to both nights. And there again, it really showed on Saturday with our lack of effort. Everybody said they were going hard, but we watched film, and film doesn't lie. Give credit to Lakeside. They really wanted us, and they got us. But like you said, regardless of who's there, who's not, foul trouble, whatever the case may be, we still have to play good basketball, and we didn't. You know, we shot 75% on Friday, and I think 23% from the field on Saturday. So it just goes to show you we weren't prepared.
Quick thoughts on Natoma. This is your final game going into the semester break. Natoma's they've struggled, and they don't have a lot as far as depth and numbers, but they got Reagan Casey, who's a very good player. Your overall thoughts on Natoma on Friday?
Well, yeah, you know, and like I told the girls, if we come prepared like we did against Lakeside, anybody's going to be able to beat us, and we have to shake that off and be ready to go. So, you know, we're going to hit it hard tonight and tomorrow and prepare for them.
And like you said, Reagan Casey's a great ball player, and it's one of those girls you'd like to have on your team. And you know, she's just something that we really need to be aware of. So, yeah, we're going to go over our defensive scheme of things and kind of see how things go.
Darren Grinerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week. Good luck against Natoma Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, you've had two games since we talked last as you finished out the preseason tournament. Very good St. John's Tipton team on Friday. You fall to 74-33, but nice win on Saturday, 54-47, trailed going into the fourth quarter, 36-27, but a solid fourth quarter. You outscored them 27-11 to go on to win at 54-47 for your first win of the year. Just overall, what were your impressions of finishing off that preseason tournament there against St. John's Tipton and Lakeside?
Well, obviously St. John's has another good team, maybe not quite as tough as they were the past couple of years, but they're always formidable. Anytime you coach against Lansburg, then you're going to get their best effort and great athletes. And I thought we battled early and often, and their athletes just wore us down. We weren't able to stay with them, but at least we played hard and then fought to the end, even though we were down quite a bit. Saturday was just a tremendous effort, and we were kind of going in the wrong direction again, down 9 points in the start of the fourth quarter, and then something must have clicked to the kids, or they got tired of losing because they come out with a superb effort, and I think had a 17-1 run on their way to a 27-11 quarter and got our first win of the year, and hopefully they'll use that this Friday night to have even better effort, and had a good practice Monday night, and things seem to be pointed in the right direction now with that win.
It seems like your kids were pretty excited there after the victory. As you said, Friday night you have your final game before the semester. You have Natoma coming to town. They're 2-3. Natoma's a team that, you know, as you look at their schedule, maybe they haven't played the toughest competition, but they are picking up a couple wins here early this season, and looks like they're improving each game.
Yeah, what scares me is they've got a couple of really, really good scorers in the Rat Kid and then the Masters boy that can go off for 30 any time they want. We've had trouble with those type of scores in the past with the Osborne boys and the St. John boys going close to 30, so we've really got to tighten our defense up and make sure we try to contain those two under 20 and then not let hardly anybody else score. But the kids should enjoy their first home game of the year and have a little pep in their step at the college kids' home. And hopefully we can get our offenses clicking and keep scoring in the 50s and hold the tone to less than that. Be great to go out with two wins in a row for our program.
John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, we thank you for joining us, and good luck coming up on Friday against Natoma.
Yep, Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks so much for all your coverage, Dusty.
Right back at you. We appreciate it. Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.